Chulin, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We're starting now, Bez Hashem, in Yonei Treifis. In the beginning of the Masechta, in the Hakdoma, we spoke about the contrast between two areas in Halacha that pasul Shechita. Nevela and Treifa. Nevela is a behemoth that doesn't have a Shechita. Treifa is a behemoth that has a Shechita, but the Shechita is not matirit la'achila. On a simple level, the din of nevela is a dead animal, is besides for being also ba'achila, has a lav, but it also has tumor. Treifa, the bosa of a treifa, might not have a heter achila, but it's not a dove tome. It's mitame, a person who eats it, it was over on the lav, it's mitame bebeis ha'bliya, but that's not a tumor as a regular dove tome. That's a special tumor that shaykh to the Ma'aseh Achila, which is anyways also. It's not regular Dover HaMakabal Tumah. And the reason for that is because the Treifa is not an Avel, it's a Bazundur Gzeh HaKosuv. The Torah says in Pashas Mishpatim, Ubosa Basoda Treifa Loisa Chelu. The Torah calls it Treifa, means Miloshin ripped, torn. That means it was attacked, it was damaged, it was injured. The Torah rather refers to it Bosa Basoda. It's interesting, the Sprach is that the normal case where behemoth is injured is basoda, is in the wild. So basa basoda treifa loisachel. The Torah then says lakelav tashlichun oisoi. Here Chazal understand lakelav tashlichun oisoi means that obviously it has no usage. Not an animal that you have much to do with. And the reason for that is because a treifa is osid lomus. A treifa is an animal that will die. It has some type of injury, which beyond the shadow of a doubt will cause it to die. So Mele, the Torah says, it's taka almost useless. And even if you stop the animal from dying by itself, which would render it an avela, when you shecht it, there's something invalidated about the shkita. Now the simple havana in that, the lomdus of that, would be that the Torah is saying that since it's going to die, so Mele, that's not called that you shecht it. There's something possible about the ma'isa shkita. There is mashmos that treifa is like a tchilas nevela, it's about to die. The Rambam seems to say such a lotion. The famous diuk that the Lomdim have, if you look at Reb Chaim in Sefer, the Briskerov in Sefer, has that a chatzi kezayis of nevela and a chatzi kezayis of treifa on its starif to be called a shir, a kezayis of machol sasurus. Even though if a person would eat a half a kezayis of horse meat and a half a kezayis of nevela, they would not be mitzdarf. It's too soon, they're not mitzdarf. But over here they are mitzdarf. Vaistos, they're at least first cousins of each other. From desvegan, it's not exactly the same thing. Let's just point out, for starters, the fact that we had in the second pack, we had our gantza alocha mufachesis, we have a behemoth that's about to die, and a doctor would be kaveh 99.99 or even 100% the animal's about to die. If the shechit steps in and shechts the behemoth before it breathes its last, the halacha is the shechit is a good shechita. The fact that an animal will die for sure, medically, does not render it a treifa. Treifa has to be certain injuries which make the guf chosa. We'll discuss soon, of course, what those injuries are. But that's for sure that the siba that's missing in the shechita, called adova hamatrifes habehema, is different than just saying tchilas misa. We'll point out something that will bring this out sharply. We didn't mention the first parak. It's a fundamental yusoid that we have through the sugis, the length and breadth of Mesechas Chulin. How to relate to a sofik? There's sofik nevela, a sofik trefa. For instance, a behema has a sofik trefa. The halacha is that we're matir. I don't mean the simple halacha that you don't have to check internally all the organs of the animal to make sure that an animal is not a treifa. Because that is a halacha in the Torah, you have a right to rely on a roiv. Roiv behem is a treifa. It's unusual to find a behem a treifa. It's for sure not the majority of cases. Midrabbanon, there's one type of treifa which by us is somewhat shchiach. It's certainly not close to being a roiv. And therefore we do check. And that's the treifa of sirchis in the rea, which we'll see in Yitzhashem. But That's only midrabbanim. Midraisa achiram lahatis. We rely on a rev. I'm not even talking about that. What I mean to say is, what happens if there was something in front of us where there's something happened to the behemoth? Do you have to assume that the behemoth is a treifa until it's proven otherwise? No. A behemoth has a chazoka that it's not a treifa. Now, of course, the behemoth could be born a treifa. It happens. But if the behemoth is alive for a year and a half, the lifespan of a treifa, chazal akiveh, we'll see more about this, is 12 months. So if you have a behemoth that had a first birthday, you know for sure the behemoth was not a treifa at some given point. The behemoth has a cheskas treifa. That something happened, that was an event happened that was matriv the behemoth, is a new event, and that's what Hilchas Chazakas is. Don't assume that it happened until proven. And otherwise, it's becheskas and a treifa. Nevela, on the other hand, the Gemara is Kaveh and Daftes, and this is a very important theme through the Arichus of the Masechta, is that by Nevela, the behemoth is becheskas, not shechted. A behemoth is alive, it's definitely not geshochted. Whether the iser that's becheskas, when until you know the behemoth is shechted, let's say you didn't check the knife, or you don't know for sure that the shechita was done properly, it's becheskas, not shechted properly. Whether that's because the behemoth bechayel was eva menachai, and that's becheskas iser, and even though now when the behemoth is dead, it's not eva menachai, it would be nevela, but you could carry one iser to another, that's some rishonim all the way to shittas Rashi, or you'll say that at least an animal while it's alive is eino zavuach, and besides for the iser eva menachai, there's also an iser of eating from an animal that's eino zavuach. It's part of the mitzvah of shkita, is that an animal can't be an eino zavuach, and that status carries over when the animal's dead. Achi yivod lecho b'manishkito. The Gemara is kol a klal. Trefa is becheskas, eino trefa achi yivod lecho b'manitrefa. Nevela is becheskas eine shchuta ad shivod lecha b'manishchuta. The reason for that is because nevela is stems from the fact that didn't yet have a shchita, and that's the status of the animal. Trefa is a new event. It's not just a way of saying that now the shchita is invalidated. So it definitely is korev to yisurei nevela, and at the same time, the dynamics work differently between trefa and nevela. Okay, that's the lumdis of treifa as opposed to nevela. Now let's understand the metzias. The metzias, like we said, is not an animal that has any medical condition where it's going to die. A behemoth could be dying of terminal cancer, and the doctors give it a 0.0 chance. It's about to die. It's a mefacheses. The behemoth is not a treifa. The shchita is a good shchita. It has to be that the animal is damaged. One of the organs of the animal is damaged in a way where the animals will use, for lack of a better term, a choser, in terms of the shlemus agof. The types of damage, before we talk about the different internal organs, and really it'll be hard to explain things, you have to, this is the one of the prachim and shas, you have to learn with some type of aid in picture. There's no substitute for that. Lemaisa, there is a klal, the Gemara puts it down, daf mem gimel, of 8 types of inflicted damage that would render an animal a treifa. We're not talking yet about which aver is affected. One is called drusa. Drusa is, it was pounced on. Same way we had by shchita, we had pressing the knife. We have when the animal was pounced on by another animal, and the other animal, the predator, put its claws into this animal in a way that would damage one of the organs. That makes it a drusa. Nekuva is one of the avarim were punctured, has a hole in it. Chosro, one of the Evarim, is missing, presumably from birth. Nitula, it was taken out, not from birth, but it was removed. Krua, one of the Evarim are ripped. Nefula, is the animal fell, and the gidin that hold together the different organs severed, and now the Evarim pnimium are falling away from each other. Psuka, something snapped, something broke. Shvura is a breakage without a snap. Two different types of the same idea, psuka and shvura. The Rashi Tevis of what we just said is known as don chonak nofesh, which is similar to the idea of something having its life taken out of it. The dalid nun ches nun kuf nun pei shin is a Rashi Tevis for the eight simonim that we just mentioned. Agav, the boss of Asad, the treifa, the stomach, the milsa, is that it was pounced on by another animal. That's the case that it's basada. It's open to predators. The mice, all these zefanim halachal mashem asina, but it doesn't necessarily have to be these zefanim. Any type of disease where the aver is beyond repair and it's considered non-functioning would also render a behema treifa. Even though a behema that's sick, that's not the lomus, is not a treifa, but where the aver is damaged, any of the averim that we're going to discuss, Mirz Hashem, in the Mishnah, that would also render it. We said that the lifespan, chazal keveya, of a treifa is 12 months. It's what's called the Lashon Chazal, treifa eino chaya. Now, there's famous discussions on a scientific level on a few different points. There's one famous discussion, what happens if you have today where modern surgery could fix a treifa? Would the behemoth become a treifa? Or maybe it's not a treifa at all. The behemoth is going to die? The way we just described it, the halach of treifa is not a yediyah scientifically that the animal will die. The medical consensus does not render a behemoth treifa. It's a tsura of a behemoth that's nechzar, where the tsura of the behemoth is damaged, but even where the behemoth is a treifa. It's not a din because we know medically the behemoth is going to die. That being said, the Chaznish says a famous, Chaznish in Yerida says, Kaveh, a famous klal, says that the trefois that were there by the Halacha Moshe Mesinai, Toseis, in Maimon HaSinai, that was Kaveh, the Metzius of the Halacha of Trefois. The way the Chaznish says it is that the 2,000 years, what's called in the Gemara Alpayim Shel Torah, is Kaveh, the Metzius of Torah. The fact that in the Elif HaShishi, in the 6th millennium that we live in, there could be a medical metzius that could change, does not change that the tzura of this behemoth be'etzem was chal by Hashem treifa. The behemoth is a treifa. And by the way, a treifa is not just a psul in a shkita when it dies. While the behemoth is alive, it's a chalois in the behemoth. We'll learn in Yitzhak Hashem at the end of the perek. That hayoytzim in a treifa, eggs that are laid by a bird that's treifa, milk that's given by a cow that's a treifa, is treif. To say that the chalois of the behemoth of the bird is treif already bechayel. So whatever was a tsura of a behemoth that's damaged, the fact that Elif HaShishi has some type of microsurgery that can fix it doesn't change the chalois that was chal in the behemoth. That is a principle of Hashkofas HaTorah. Meidach Gisa, there are types of damage to animals that could be caused by things that didn't exist. B'shas Maimon HaSinai. What happens if somebody would tell you that there was a behemoth that was exposed to radiation, and because of that, its liver stopped functioning? Damage to the liver, a krua, a shvura, etc., in the liver renders an animal a treifa. So then the animal's a treifa. The fact that they didn't have that type of damage 3,500 years ago doesn't make it not a treifa. That's the gist. Another point over here, the Rishonim already want to know. How could you say, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, we said 12 months. There is a day in the Gemara that holds that a treifa yochalichis. A day in the Gemara that treifa any yochalichis more than 30 days. And the question is asked, why? How could you have a machlokes about this? Why would you not just observe, and based on the data, be kaveh the psak? And what the Rishonim answer, Rashi and other Rishonim, is very consistent with what we just said. The fact that an animal will die, and you could be kaveh that beyond the shadow of a doubt medically, does not render the animal treifa. It has to be bitsuru with a gufa behema, one of the organs are irreparably damaged, but oifin, where the animal has different tsuras habehema, and that's kaveh chaloy shem treifa in the behema. That being said, it could very well be that a behema that has, could be, that every behemoth in the world, that's a treifa, died within 30 days or 12 months, and it could still very well be that it's not a treifa. Why? Because it could be that the animal has some type of internal damage. Else the treifa itself, it would only die after 12 months, or maybe it could live. However, being that the behemoth is a treifa, its health will be compromised, and then it'll get pneumonia. It'll have very many people that have all sorts of medical conditions die from infections, v'chule, 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 not from the makhlo itself. The same thing is true, lav dafka, that the behemoth will die from the tarfus. The treifus itself, maybe a behemoth can live more than 12 months. However, the behemoths will all die within 12 months because they're all medically compromised. That's not a treifa. The treifa has to be in the chalois of the behemoth that's missing in the tzuras ha-behemoth b'chlal. Rishonim
Behem shechaperek point out an interesting nafkamina. If a treifa chayu, a treifa ain't a chayu. What happens if you have a behema that's a sofik treifa? And after 12 months, it survived. If you hold behema ain't a treifa, so if you hold treifa ain't a chayu, so the fact that it outlived 12 months will prove that it's not a treifa. So it'll be mevatel the sofik, it fell down off a high area. 12 months later, okay, now you know the behema is not a treifa. But if you hold treifa chayu, then you can use that as a test. Now, what we said before is that a Suffolk treifa, Betzim has a chazoka. There's a lot to say on this topic. I just was mavliya in one sense before. Maybe we would say that a behema, since it's becheskes Israel, it's isa nevela, would that be kever? Then now it should be also altsisa treifa. That's another shmuz. A behema bechlal, if it had an event that normally is matra for behema, could you still nem on the behema has a cheskas in a treifa? The behema was born not as a treifa, and then 2 years later it fell off something which renders it at least a suffic treifa. Could you say it's becheskas in a treifa? It went through a traumatic event that should make it a treifa. That still has a chazok. All these things are good questions. There's a lot of raid in Shef Shmaitzer and other achrayim. This is one of the big suffic dikah sugis in Shas. And now we're ready to start the different types of treifas that are actually listed in the Mishnah. The Gemara calls it Shmoina Osa Treifas, Chai Treifas. The truth of the matter is that number is not 100% klar, because there's a certain amount of overlap that we'll see in the case in the Mishnah. Plus, if you turn right now to the last line of the Mishnah, Zah Klau, Kol She'en Kamoya Chai Treifa, anything that this type of injury, it's impossible for the animal to live, is a Treifa. It has some type of mum that it can't live 30 days, 12 months, we discussed. Treifa, so that means the Zeh HaKlal means even things that are not Bechlal, the Shmoneh Osir Treifas. The list of Shmoneh Osir Treifas, Pashtus, Halacha, Moshe, Misinai, but obviously, like we're saying, there are other ones, and we'll list off, when we learn the end of the Mishnah, we'll list off the Gemara already, lists off things that are not in the Mishnah, but they're still included in the list of Treifas in the Halacha, Moshe, Misinai. Elu treifas b'behema. These are the treifas that are b'behema. We're going to have a separate list for oifas. Nukuvas haveshet, if the upsukas hagergeres. The veshet and the gergeres are the two simonim that we've learned so much about in the first two prokhim legab de shchita. The veshet is the pipe that the food goes down, and the gergeres is the windpipe. The difference between the two is that a hole, a puncture in the veshet is enough to render a treva. Psukas agargeris is something bigger. Nikuv in the gargeris, it could still heal. A nikuv in the veshet is more sensitive, will render it a treva, will not be chaya. Now, the Mishnah over here says these lashonis differently than all the other lashonis. Over here it doesn't say nikav haveshet, what happened. Nifsak agargeris. We'll see other ones that say it like that. Nekuvas haveshet, psukas hagergeres. Why? Alder chapshat, because the problem with the veshet and the gergeres are problems with the simon eshchita, and we've been dealing with the simon eshchita to the last two prokhams. So the Mishnah says it as a dover that we're already discussing, not as introducing a new event called nikav haveshet. That's one. Bederech yoyse omuk, it could very well be, which the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Beis, then the kuvas havoishet and psukas hagergeres is taka worse than the other treifas. The other treifas, we said that the shchita is mitar midei nevelo. These heyois, the problem is in the simin of the shchita itself. That's for sure not just a paslos chsorn in the shchita, but it's still a shchita legabe being mitar. But it passels the etzem ma'is shchita. And these two psukas hagergeres and the kuvas havoishet are actually nevelois mamish. Okay, a few more factual details. In Nekuvas HaVeshet, the Rav points out from the Gemara that there are two skins, that are called two membranes that are covering the Veshet. There's the outer one, which is red, the inner one, which is white, Pnimi Lovon. Im Nikiv Zebeloi Zek Shero, Nikvu Shneem Afilu Zek Sheloi Keneg Zek Trefa, because that's when the exposure is going to be, even if the hole doesn't penetrate straight through, it's just two holes on the two skins in separate places, that itself will cause a treifa. V'chol nekev b'mashu, that's by nekuvas havoishet. Psukas hagerges, which has to be completely broken. So the Rav speaks out that it has to be l'rochbo,
the nifsak means that there's a crack, and it's cracked l'rochba, width-wise, beruba, most of it. It has to be roiv hacholol is open. It means running around the gargaris, there's most of one place is cracked open. That's a problem. But let's say the crack goes lengthwise from top to bottom. Even if it's most of it is broken, but if on the top and on the bottom of that crack there is something which is whole, so then the behemoth can breathe in, and as it constricts, that'll pull together and eventually it'll heal. The next treifus that we have over here is nikav krum shel moyach, the membrane around the brain. And the Rav speaks out again from the Gemara. There's two krumim, there are two membranes around the brain. The upper one, the outer one, is attached to the skull. The second one is attached to the brain itself. If the outer one, which is attached to the skull, has a hole in it, but the one that's next to the brain is intact, that will keep the brain protected, and that's not a treifa. Nikev hasheni has samach l'moich. The inner one, even though the outer one is not okay, the outer one is okay, it's a treifa, even though the bone itself wasn't penetrated. That means it's the one that's next to the brain, that's the critical one, legabe the status of a treifa. Nikev halev lebeis chaloloi. The heart has a hole in it, and the Rav brings down, it's again from the Gemara, that there are two chambers to the heart. There's the bigger one, mitzad, the right side of the behemoth, and there's the smaller one on the left side. If the hole of the nikav halev is b'mashu, and the hole goes through and through to the two chambers, that stops the functioning of the heart. The Rav brings from the Gemara that also the artery leading out of the heart, he gives that name, the kona halev, that also, if the hole goes through and through, they also render it a treifa. You look at the Mefarshim over here, when they talk about the cheide hayimin and the cheide hasmoil, which is the right ventricle and the left ventricle of the heart. So some of the Rishonim say there's two parts of the heart, some say there's three parts of the heart, based on the Gemaras. The Pashas, they're not arguing the Metzius. They're arguing which parts of the heart render the behemah a treifa. It's a machlokes in halacha. It's not a machlokes in Metzius. The Metzius, however, understanding from the sugis over here is very important, and there were G'dayle Yisrael that learned their Yediyah of medicine, V'chadoyme, from learning Perikei L'Treifos. Chazanish said it on himself. He was able to map out complicated brain and heart surgeries based on his knowledge of L'Treifos. The next treifa is Nishbara. Till now we've had Nikef with Nifsak. Now we have Nishbara Hashedra V'Nifsak HaChutshalo. The spinal cord goes down, it's covered over by a krum, by a surface that transmits the nervous system of the chut hashedra, protects it, and then there are vertebrae sticking into the sides, to the right side, to the left side. What we're talking about over here, that what was nishbar, was at one point where a roiv of the roichiv of the spinal cord is shattered, or rather cracked, and not the spinal cord itself, but the krum around the spinal cord. The Mefarshim over here bring out from the Gemara that if the spinal cord itself was broken, it could have a refuah al yidei the fact that the krum surrounding it was still intact. The krum is cracked, that will not be repaired. That's a dreifa. Nital HaKovid V'lo Yishtayim Imenu Klum. Nital is another one of the names of the eight names that we had before. Over here we're talking about the liver, but we're talking about Lo Yishtayim Imenu Klum. That means if something's left, it's shayich for it to grow back from the little bit that's left. And this is the way they know this today for medicine. Part of a liver could be taken out, and the liver will regenerate. So it's not a treifa. It might be a very sick animal, but it's not a treifa. The Rav points out over here, when he says, Lo Yishtayim Imenu Klum, Pashas, if there's a little bit of the liver, it'll regenerate. He says, no, not nothing. Ad Shiyishtayir Kezayis B'Mokem Moro,
Because the moreh is one place in the liver, because ayis b'mokim shehi chaya misham. There's one place where the liver is attached, where that's where it filters the blood. Tainu mokim tliyosu kashimu uru dvuka tachta klois, where it attaches in the system of cleansing the blood underneath the kidneys. If what's left is less than two zesim in these two places, or even more than two kizesim in these two places, but not in these places, then it's trefa. So l'chor, that's adding a lot of detail that does not fit into with lunch time and klum. And the answer to that is when you look at the Mitzvah Hashem, the next Mishnah, we'll see that the Mishnah seems to be the stummiest of Loyneshtayr Emenu, does not agree with Loyneshtayr Emenu Kolom, and the halacha is the way it's written in that Mishnah. We'll see. The next trefa is Horeya Shenikva. We're back to Nikuv, Oyshe Chosro, a lung that was punctured, or it was completely taken out. Sorry, now where it's it's trefa even when it's not completely taken out, when a little bit of it was taken out. Now here, we have to be ma'arich a little bit. The Reish HaNikva is, the Rav explains again, the Metzias, there's two krumim, there's two membranes around the Reo. If one of them is punctured and one is not, the behemo will be Shera. The way to check this, by the way, and it has to be checked, we pointed out before, that Sircha Shebereya, puncture of the lung, is the only one of the trefis that has a little bit of a himotzus, a little bit frequency, and therefore Chazal will goyzer, the Rishon HaMayrich on this point, that we check the lungs. And this is what's done in Nevish Lakhtos. Klai Yisrael checks the lungs of behemoths. It's the Rabbanon, because their eyes, you go by Surah. The way to check it is you blow it up. You can blow it up either by blowing in the ear, or the boidik could blow into the lungs. When it blows in, if the ear is not going to blow it up like a balloon, that means there's a hole there. But the hole has to be through and through in the two krumen, because one krum intact would save the ear inside, and then it would blow up. So that's what we're talking about over here. What's called sircha in a lung, which the Rav brings over here from the Gemara, sircha is this little adhesion, like a lesion on the lung. The lungs, when a person breathes in, also have the same thing, but an animal breathes in, it's breathing in culminate types of air, and it's breathing in also liquids. What happens is, if there's something there that's not healthy for it, it can make a hole in the lung. The lung will be punctured, and then the mucus or whatever it is that's on the lungs of the animal, or some other slimy material, will form a little bit of a skin, but that skin is not really part of the lung, and it can come off easily. Because if it comes off easily, we don't see it as filling the hole. It's like a tire that popped, and that's in the tire can't hold air. You're going to get on the throughway, and the tires are going to give out. What do? You stuck a little bit of bubble gum on the tire, so it holds up for a mile or two. As soon as you start really going, it's gonna fall off. That would not be considered as saving the behemoth from being a trefa. Therefore, because this is, again, somewhat shkiach, so the boitkim are boitik, and they run their fingers along to check if there are any of these lesions, the sirchus, on the surface of the lung. If it's in a place where it would fall off, where it's not going to hold up, like we just said, then we're matrif the behemoth, even though right now we can't see a hole. You look at the pictures, they explain what the Rav talks about with the unas, when they're lying one place of the surface of the lung is lying against another, so there that will protect and the lesion will hold, then it won't be a trefa. But it's in a place where it's unprotected and it's going to open up, then we see the behemoth as a trefa. Reb Shimon Oimer, Atche Tinokev Leves HaSimpoinos. Reb Shimon says, not by any nekev, it has to be a nekev lebeis hasimpoinos, which means when the windpipe goes into the lungs, the kona, so there's two smaller pipes that are called simpoinos. One goes to the right side of the lung, one goes to the left side. The main pipe that brings in the ear then branches off into a lot of little arteries that go through the lungs, carrying in every which direction, where all the air is filtered out, and then it goes to the heart, v'chule. What Reb Shimon is mechadish is that it's not enough that there's a puncture in any space in the lungs. It has to be punctured in a place where it hits the main simpoint going in, and that will already take away the brius of the behemoth, but even that it's matrix.
If not now, we don't paskin like this. We paskin any nikuv in the lungs will make it a treif, and then we're much more machmir. Nikvo hakevo. Let's stop over here. Let's give a little bit of a hakdoma. In the stomach of a behemoth, remember that one of the simonim of behemoths that we're talking about, a cow or any other kosher behemoth, it chews its cud. Because of that, that means that there's a very peculiar digestive system in the stomach of a kosher behemoth. The four parts of the stomach, the general name of a stomach in anybody, if somebody has a stomach ache, in Ivrit, they call it a keva. Keva is a general name. But Lomaisa, the four stomachs have Belosh and Kazal different names. The Keres, there's a Beis HaKoisois, Hemses, and the Keva. The Keva is one specific as opposed, and also the general name. The Behema, what he does is he chews the food very quickly. After chewing the food, he swallows it. It goes down the food pipe, the Veshet, to the stomach, to the Keva Rishoyna, it's called. The Keres is where it becomes digested, its first round of digestion. The food then travels to the Beis HaKoisos. And near the Beis HaKoisos, by the way, is the types of Chelev, which we'll learn about later on in the Masechta, which are also to eat. That's the fat of the Hema stored over there. And that's called the intestines. After that first intestines, the food then forms into smaller pieces and comes back up into the mouth of the behemoth. The behemoth swallows, chews it, and then swallows it again. And that's a much more deliberate process because that has to break it up mamish into small pieces to turn it into nutrients. So that's why we can't turn grass into milk in our stomachs, and a behemoth can. After that, it goes to the hemsis, and that's what takes out the liquid from the food. And then it goes to the keva, and then it goes to the me'ayim, which is called the dakin. It's another chelik. And that finishes off the digestive process. Right? In all the pictures, they have all the parts of the different stomach. So nikva hakeva, nikva mara, this is not something you're going to be able to see on the outside, obviously. You don't have to check for it. But if it happens, the behem is a trefa. It's punctured. The Rav says it's a nekev mufulish inside the chamber of the keva. A smallest nekev will impede the functioning of the keva. The animal cannot live. Nikva moro is the kis. The moro, by the way, is attached to the liver, to the kovid. The place where the kovid doesn't stuff it up, that's the place where the hole will be a problem. Nikva adakim. Adakin is the bnei me'ayin, the intestines. An intestinal hole will make the behemoth a treifa. Again, where the intestines are so tightly wound that there are pieces that fit mamish into each other, so then the external piece will protect it, the internal piece. The Gemara discusses all these dinim barichus. There's different names that are chalcholis, with the sanyo dive, with the hidura, the kanta. These are all different parts of the me'ayim. And where they fit together, and somebody who's Isaac in these halachas on the ground has to know all the different parts of the anatomy and how they fit together. And Amalagatzaitan, they cut open animals and they would find problems and take to a rov. Every rov had to know very well these halachas. So, there's the keres hapnimis, oishenikra roi vechitzoino. There's a nikuv in the keres pnimis, so that will impede the functioning of the keres in the digestive process. Or it's nikra. Nikra, by the way, is a different type of treifus that we haven't met up with. Roiva chitzoino, the outer keres, which doesn't mean the keres itself. It means the basa that's choife around the different parts of the keres. And there, if it's ripped open, that will ruin everything inside. So that's a treifa unto itself. Reb Yehuda Oimer, this ripping is not a mashahu, it has to be sizable. Hagdolo tefach, by a shor, big behemoth, the kriya, the part that's ripped in the keres chitzoina that makes a treifa, is a tefach. Even if it's not roiv of the keres, vaktano, a smaller animal like an eagle, the shi is beruba shel keres, even if it's less than a tefach. That means it has to be a sizable thing, it's not a mashahu. Hemse subeis hakoisis shenikvu lachutz. These are two more treifas, two of the other parts that we talked about. So that when they're nikra lachutz. because they attach into each other. It's only when it's the other side of each other, when there's leakage, then they stop functioning properly. Then it becomes a trefa. So all these type of things we understand. These are punctures and rips and tears and breaks. Now we have something else. Noflo min agag. Noflo is a different one of the eight types of trefa. The animal fell off a roof. Okay, what's the problem? What are we talking about? What happened to it? It fell off a roof, so what did it get? A concussion? Look at the Rav. This is already a complicated sugi. The Rav says like this. Noflo min agag, if you see a problem, so then you know what the problem is. The problem is that he shechted right away, the animal. There's no way to know if the animal had a real problem on impact because there's a fall. So you have to suspect that something internally is off and the behemoth won't recover. If the behemoth walks on its feet, it gets up onto its feet after its nefila, and it walks, then you know for sure that you don't have a problem of what's called by Chazal Nisras Kuevareo, where the limbs separated from each other and that itself creates a trephis. If the animal walks, and it walks as far as its length, that means, let's say, a behemoth that's 6 feet long, and it walks 6 feet, so then you know that the behemoth is fine. It doesn't need any type of dika. If it just stood up, but it didn't walk, and then you shechted it, then you have to check internally. Or, the Rav brings down for the Gemara, if it was sure, if the behemoth was okay, me'es la'es after it fell, 24 hours, and then you shechted it, even though it didn't stand up and it didn't walk, the behemoth fell and it was unconscious. But Lamaisa, the behemoth was alive, breathing, and okay for 24 hours. Lamaisa, it needs bidika. What is the type of bidika? Bidika means to look inside to see if all the evarim, all the internal organs, are still in place. And that's the problem, that's the concern. Nishtabru, roiv tzalosel. If most of the ribs of an animal broke, not because it got into a crash because of an nefila, it's not broke. This is shvura. That itself is a problem, even without the behemoth falling. Lemaisin the mafashim make the cheshbon over here, how many ribs there are, tzlois, in the animal. The rib cage has by an animal 11 on a large animal 11 on each side. So behemoth trefa has to have roiv of the tzlois broken. Has to be out of 22, has to be 12. If it's 11, it's exactly half. Has to be roiv. So it has to be 12 broke. It doesn't make a difference if the 12 are on one side or the 12 are combined from the two sides. That's called nishtab roiv tzloya. Drusas hazaev is also something else. That means you have, let's say, a sheep grazing in a field and a wolf came by and sunk in its claws. That's a drusa. That's the pashtus of the pasuk. Is basava saw the trefa. The sheep was left unprotected in the field, and a zeiv was dorasit. Didn't step on it, it sunk its claws into its back. What's the chash? What's the problem? Something that the modern day scientists haven't been aiming on. It says in the Gemara that every animal has a zeiv. Every animal that's a predator has in its claws, in its fingers, has some type of poison, some type of poisonous effect. And you have to see that the poison shouldn't penetrate into the sheep. And if you don't know, then you have to assume that's a trefa. Now, the Chaykri Ateva, like we just said, have no idea what this is. Lemaisa, this is what Chazal Amigala. It could be there are other reasons. Also, Chazal felt that this animal was a trefa. It's not clear. The place can talk about the fact that it doesn't stem with the scientific ideas of today. No matter, we don't follow the science today. We follow what Chazal tell us. That's the Metzius. What makes it harder to understand the Metzius is, again, the Rav brings over here a few Metzius and his limitations. It has to be the front claws of a Zaev, not the back. He has to do it b'kavono. Does that change the Metzius? It's also l'cher when he sinks in his claws. What happens if you shech the animal right away? So whatever poison went in didn't yet create a problem. Chazal said that the poison that went in creates a reality of physical defect and it's a trefa. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer drusas hazeev bedako, udrusas ari begaso. By a big animal, a zeev doesn't have enough poison to create this effect. So therefore, the drusas hazeev only renders a trefa a behemoth daka, a sheep. Drusas ari, a larger animal, renders a trefa even by a gaso. Drusas hanets ba'oif hadak. Once the Mishnah is saying this, the Mishnah includes oif is also, even though we're not talking about the treifah shaba'oif. Drusas hanets is a type of bird that comes down, a bird of like a vulture. And that's only ba'oif hadak. Drusas hagas, which is a bigger bird, even ba'oif hagas, even a bigger bird, it'll be matrif, that type of bird. Now the Mishnah finishes off like we read the first line. We read the last line first. Zeaklal, the golden rule over here is called Shein Kamayah Chaya Treifa. Any type of wound, which by definition, this type of wound, the behemoth will not survive long term, is a Treifa. Now, whenever the Zeaklal, usually it's specific things that the Mishnah doesn't mention for whatever reason. And over here as well, the Rav brings down from the Gemara, seven treifas, rather called in the Gemara Shev Shmeitzer, like we have the Sefer Shev Shmeitzer that has seven different sugyas. That's what it's called over here. One, we'll just say them off quickly without the details. Kulas hayerech shekofatz mem koimoy is something about the thigh of the animal that was dislocated, and the Rav brings protim. Loksa filu b'kul yachas, where the shriveling even of one kidney, of both for sure. Choil, which is a spleen, that's Nikkei. For some reason, that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Why someone mentioned the Mishnah, these seven are not, is a good child. Simonim, the Kon and the Voshit, which are, they're detached to a certain extent. Nekrotzela Meikro, one of the ribs is completely detached. Gulgoilis, a skull, Shehukso, that was hit many times. It's not loynik of akrum, but lamaisa was hit many times on the head. And boso choifes reifa keres beruboy. And then the Rav brings another list from the Gemara, from a braisa. Behemesh nechtegu ragleo ha'achreinu min akuva lamaylo, from the pashtas, from the knees and above. This is something that's significant because they've found lately in oifos a little bit this type of treifus, and they started checking for it. So it's been a little bit of a controversy lately. Chsorin b'shedu, when there's something missing, the chut hashedu, when one part is missing. Gludo is when the behemoth is skinned and the skin came completely off, either because it had some type of shchin or because something was done with it. Charuso is where the lung was shriveled. Rav gives a whole explanation of that. All those are also bechlal. Again, why some are mentioned, some are not mentioned. The Rav does say something, the Gemara says something, but it's still not fully understandable what yeah, what not. There are simonim for the ones that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. So, we've gone through the yesoides of treifus, the lomdus of treifus, and we've gone through the mitzias. And in the next, we'll go through also cases of physical blemish, but the Mishnah is going to say what's kosher.